Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is likely to be the hottest weekend we've had so far this year. Look for highs in the lower to middle 90s with heat index readings up to 105 today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And with things heating up, health officials already warning about the dangers of overheating. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
This hot and muggy weather is sending people to the hospital. MedStar officials say they responded to 3 heat calls yesterday and 5 the day before. Of those, 4 people were taken to the hospital in serious condition. Matt Zavodsky with MedStar says there are a couple things you can do to avoid getting a heat-related illness.
First, limit the amount of time that you're going to be outdoors. It's going to be a very hot weekend. Again, our bodies are not necessarily accustomed to it just yet. It's early in the season. Make sure that you're hydrating well. Make sure you're staying in a place where it's a little bit cool and there's some air circulation.
Zavodsky says you should also be on the lookout for signs that you're overheating, things like heat cramps and fatigue. And if you think you're experiencing heat stroke, he says don't wait. You need to get help right away. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All that recent rain made a big difference. More than 75% of Texas, including the entire eastern half of the state, is now completely drought-free. According to the latest update from the U.S. Drought Monitor, about 22% of Texas is at least abnormally dry. And in the worst drought category, exceptional, just a handful of counties in the Big Bend are included. Back on January 1st, 91% of Texas was in some stage of drought. Governor Abbott says Texas will build its own wall in a new crackdown on border security. But how much power over border enforcement does the state actually have? KRLD's Andrew Greenstein takes a look.
Governor Abbott says he has dispatched Texas police forces to the border. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says those officers will be able to crack down on illegal border crossings, albeit to a limited extent.
While they're not supposed to be enforcing immigration policy, they can be enforcing laws against criminal mischief, as the governor said, or vandalism, those kinds of things.
Abbott says with the state budget providing $1 billion for border security, the state will build a border wall. Gilson says with the border wall costing about $20 million a mile, $1 billion will yield about only 50 miles of border wall if all that money goes solely towards that purpose. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And some groups say Texas should instead welcome refugees under the UN's Declaration of Human Rights.
Amnesty International says requiring families fleeing violence in Central America to stay in Mexico while their asylum cases are processed can make them targets of cartels. The group's Roger Mark D'Souza says Amnesty International has also pressed the Border Patrol to keep families together if they're detained here.
Families have been imprisoned in ICE detention facilities and who have undergone forced separation of their families.
He says the group's lobbying work aims to press governments to focus on human rights.
We gather accurate facts, we cross-check it, and we present it in the context of human rights law.
Fort Worth Sister Cities is working with Amnesty International. The head of the group's board of directors says Sister Cities has boosted the local economy and deepened knowledge of other cultures for more than 3 decades. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Denton man now facing charges stemming from a shooting last weekend. Denton police say 39-year-old Noah Birch fired several shots at an unoccupied vehicle before shooting a man twice inside his home on Evers Way. The victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Birch locked up on $175,000 bond. A big-time child sex offender gets more time added to his prison resume. KRLD's LP Phillips has details on a guilty plea in a second county.
One prosecutor called 29-year-old Taylor Kraft one of the worst child sex offenders she had ever seen, and that was before he took a plea deal in a second county. Court records show the Forney man has now pleaded guilty to 3 of 6 child sex offenses in Rockwall County. He got a 35-year sentence that'll run at the same time as the 35-year sentence he got in Kaufman County. Kraft was accused of almost 30 sex offenses and was indicted for 18 of them. Police say he solicited nude pictures from children, then threatened to publish the pictures if the victims did not have sex with him. His victims included underage girls from across North Texas and even into other states. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bike and pedestrian lanes are now open on the Margaret McDermott Bridge in Dallas. City Councilman Adam Magoo says the bridge will provide a physical connection between downtown and Oak Cliff, but he adds it will also lead to more business development in the area, not to mention more tourists.
Every time there will be an event or a World Series or when the Cowboys will soon be back in the Super Bowl, the videos will show this bridge as part of the Dallas skyline.
Magoo says the McDermott Bridge shows Dallas is looking at ways to connect different parts of the city without having to build more highways. There will be no more freshmen at TCU. The school will now refer to students in college for the first time or with fewer than 24 college hours as first years. The change comes in an effort to be more gender inclusive. Several universities across the country have dropped the term freshman for the same reason, including Penn State, Yale, and the University of North Carolina. The Super Bowl of bass fishing continues today here in North Texas. The Bassmasters Classic going on at Lake Ray Roberts, with the weights being revealed at Dickey's Arena in Fort Worth. 54, the best anglers in the world, catching 5 fish each day. Tom Lang with Texas Parks and Wildlife says protocols are in place to ensure the safety of the fish.
3 of the 5 are going to get put into a live release boat and immediately taken out into the lake. And so the weights will be held secret, and then the weights will be revealed at the weigh-in at Dickey's Arena, and they'll take just 2 fish.
The Bassmasters Classic is normally held in March, but because of the pandemic, it was delayed until June. The Rangers start a road trip tonight in Los Angeles. It's a late 9-10 start against the Dodgers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.